Welcome to Celebrate Your Life with host Liz Dawn. Take a journey with Liz as she opens the door to deep and intimate conversations with some of the world's finest spiritual teachers of our time. Welcome to Celebrate Your Life.
And welcome to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and you are listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show on Vivid Life Radio. And thanks to the founder of Vivid Life, Shane Travis, you have the opportunity to listen in on thought-provoking and interesting conversations every day. And you definitely want to check out their website at vividlife.me. There's all kinds of amazing articles with new thought leaders from all over the world that contribute to vividlife.me. So make sure and check that out. So a quick introduction to the Celebrate Your Life radio show for those of you joining us for the very first time. I am one of the co-creators of a spiritual conference called Celebrate Your Life. And we gather, I believe, the world's greatest minds of our times and spiritual visionaries and new thought leaders from all over the world, and we bring them together for this amazing four-day conference. And people travel from all over the world to attend, and all of these great teachers teach in their area of expertise, and it's really, truly a powerful, life-changing event, and such a great community of like-minded, spiritual, new thought people come together, and it's really just wonderful. So come and join us for our next Celebrate Your Life conference coming up in November, on November 6th through 9th, in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. I think it's beautiful because I live here. And you can check out our website at www.celebrateyourlife.org. Again, that's www.celebrateyourlife.org. And our guest today on the show is one of the speakers, one of the main featured speakers at our upcoming Celebrate Your Life conference in Phoenix. He will be doing a full-day intensive pre-conference workshop on Friday, November 6th, along with two other workshops during the main part of the conference. And it's Dr. Bruce Lipton. And Dr. Bruce Lipton is a cell biologist. He's written several New York Times best-selling books. As a matter of fact, his first book is in the 10th anniversary this year. The Biology of Belief is in its 10th anniversary. It must be the year for anniversaries because it's the Mishka Productions 20th anniversary. He's also the best-selling author of Spontaneous Evolution and The Honeymoon Effect. And he did tons of research on how the biochemical effects of the brain's functioning shows that all of the cells in our body are affected by our thoughts and feelings. So a warm welcome to Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here with you, Liz, and with your wonderful audience. I just appreciate the opportunity because I know that those listeners out there represent what I refer to as cultural creatives, people looking for answers outside that conventional box, and this is really great because this is where the evolution actually comes from. So I appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
Oh, great. Well, I'm going to have you give us first an overview of all of the research that you did as a cell biologist and the conclusions that you came to from your research, because this is very fascinating.
Well, time is the element here, so this is my abbreviation.
Okay.
And it'll go like this. About 45 years ago, I was culturing stem cells. Point, a stem cell is an embryonic cell. And we changed the name from embryo cell to stem cell the moment you're born. The same cell a moment before you're born is called an embryonic cell, and then a minute after you're born, we look at the same cell, and now it's called a stem cell. And the reason why these embryonic cells are in your body is because every day you lose hundreds of billions of your cells, a number that's vast. Every day they die, just natural. And the significance is, well, you have to replace those cells every day, or otherwise you're in a big problem. And so stem cells are the source that keep us going. And what was very interesting about it is at the same time I was teaching medical school students the belief that genes control life, and we talked about what is called genetic control, which is controlled by genes, so that you're not just your physical stuff, but your emotional and behavior life were, in a sense, predetermined by the genes you received via your family. And a simple point about that is that we were teaching victimization. We were teaching that, well, you got these genes, you didn't have anything to do with getting them, and you can't change them, and therefore, oh my God, your life might have Alzheimer's, cancer, cardiovascular disease. And it's like, oh my God, I got those genes. And that's what we were teaching. And in my research with the cells, when you grow cells in a petri dish, you grow them in a fluid called culture medium, and the significance is under your skin. All the cells live like in an aquarium. There's fluids in there. You cut yourself open, fluid leaks out. So the fluid that your cells in your body grow by is called blood. And so when I make culture medium, I try to match the composition of the blood from where the animal came from. Mouse cells grown with culture medium based on mouse blood, and human cells grown in culture media based on the composition of human blood, et cetera. What I found was this, that when I put one single cell in the petri dish, it divides by itself every 10 hours, so first one, and two, four, eight, doubling, and after a week, 50,000 cells in the petri dish. The most important point is all of the cells came from one parent, which meant that they were all genetically identical, so 50,000 genetically identical cells, and then here's the experiment. I take those cells, split them into three different petri dishes, so they're genetically identical cells in each petri dish, but what I do is when I add the culture medium, I change some of the chemistry a little bit in each of the three dishes, so I have what you would say three environments, slightly different by the chemistry, and guess what? In one dish, the cells form muscle. Second dish, the cells form bone. Third dish, they form fat cells. You're left with, well, what controls the fate of the cells? The answer was, well, first they were genetically identical. So it wasn't right. That the genes didn't. It was the environment. And then what's so interesting
about this... But it was chemical environment, right?
It was the chemical environment because it was they're living in this aquarium. So I say, okay, so now what's the relevance to you? And I say, well, wait a minute. When you see yourself as a single individual, that's a misperception. You're actually made out of about 50 trillion cells. The cells are the living entity. When you say me, that's a name that applies to what? A community of 50 trillion cells. Me is the community. And I said, well, what's interesting is that think about it this way. It's simple, is that your body is a skin-covered petri dish. And inside are 50 trillion cells. And I said,
oh my
yeah,
God.
The culture medium is called the blood. And I go, yeah. And I say, if you change the chemistry of the blood, then you change the fate of the cells. I go, yeah, it doesn't make a difference to cells in the plastic dish or the skin dish. It still responds to the signals in the blood. And then we come down and I say, well, what determines the composition of those signals in the blood? And I go, well, the brain is the chemist, in a sense. It mixes these chemicals up, so it's like a chemist. It's like the guy behind the pharmacy window, you know, compounding stuff and putting it in the blood.
And so you're saying that the chemicals that you put in the different petri dishes, were they actually chemicals that we have in our bodies?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because you got to grow cells in the environment that is as close to your body as you can, because if you alter the environment too much, the response to the cells may not reflect something that goes on in your body, so it might be because some weird environment. So the emphasis is to grow cells in an environment as close to the environment that they grow in inside the body.
And so you gave it cells to you gave it things like to chemistry or a chemical to grow muscle or to grow fat.
Yeah,
a different
growth factor. You know, I can change the hormones, the regulatory things that come from the brain. I can mix them in different proportions, and when I do, I got different results.
Wow, this is so fascinating. So we're going to take a really, really quick break right now, and we'll be back. We're talking with Dr. Bruce Lipton.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams, filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Von Zandt, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, Neil Donald Walsh, Michael Beckwith, and over 25 life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Conference in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Visit celebrateyourlife.org. For more information, that's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now.
When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
And we're back with the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and during the break, I had the fabulous conversation with Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's live on our show today. Okay, so Dr. Bruce, we were talking about the three Petri dishes.
Okay,
we changed
the culture environment. That's the equivalent of the blood composition. So changing the blood composition, same as changing the culture environment. And what I found in one environment, it caused the cells to form muscle, another bone, and another environment, fat cells. Well, the point was then the chemistry of the culture medium is controlling the genetics of the cell. I go, well, that's right. And then I go, yeah, but then who controls the chemistry? I said, well, the brain is the chemist that regulates which secretions are going into the blood. And then I say, yeah, but what secretions should a brain release into the blood? And then here comes the final and, like, the most simple and amazing conclusion. And that is, whatever the mind interprets, the brain will take that interpretation and turn it into complementary chemistry. And to try to get a simple picture of it, think about it this way. When we were young, we had we played with something called paint by numbers. And you get a little canvas board, and printed on it is an outline of some object. And then inside there are numbers, and the numbers connect to paint. And then you select the paint and fill in wherever those numbers are. And then lo and behold, you manifest a Picasso, you know, just like, wow, you know. I go, here's the simple and profound part. The mind is essentially controlling paint by numbers in reverse, meaning first the picture is established in your mind, and the brain translates the picture into chemistry, and the chemistry is sent into the blood, and the chemistry shapes the body in the form of what the picture was. So basically,
wait a second. So, okay, you go.
Yeah,
I won't ask questions yet.
So let that sink in for a second. Basically, it says, whatever picture you hold in your mind, the function of the brain is to translate it into chemistry that will engage the body to manifest the picture. If it's a picture of health, then the chemistry that comes out of the body is chemistry that encourages you to have a healthy body and a healthy, vital life and all that. But if it's a picture that does not encourage health, then the issue is, well, the chemistry that comes out is not going to manifest a healthy body. It's going to manifest one that matches the picture. So all of a sudden it says, well, what's your vision about life? And then you say, what is your thought or consciousness about life? And I go, well, that's a picture you create about life. And unfortunately, most of us don't recognize that there are two pictures that come from the mind. One picture is coming from the conscious mind, which is yourself, your spirit, your source, who you are. The thinking person you are is like the operating element in the conscious mind. And then I say, yeah, but the larger part of the brain, 90% of the brain, is called the subconscious mind. I go, yeah, and the difference between that, there's nobody in there, number one. Mm-hmm. It's basically programs. It's like record playback programs. So you have an experience, you record it, and then you push the button, and that behavior can repeat itself without you ever putting any more effort into it. I mean, it's not that the subconscious is bad, because think about this. You wouldn't be able to have a life today without a subconscious, for example. You had to learn how to walk.
Right.
If you forget how to walk in the morning, I mean, you'd never get out of bed. You know, if your whole life you'd be just trying to learn, because you'd wake up in the morning and you have to start again. So the subconscious mind learns once, now you learn how to walk. And you say, well, that's bad. And I go, no, subconscious mind is really good. Sometimes the programs are bad, though.
Mm-hmm.
And when the programs are bad, they make a different picture, and then that picture, bad in a sense for us, is not in harmony with our lives. Something is taking us out of harmony. And so I say, okay, wait, conscious mind can have, the difference between the two minds is conscious mind's creative imagination. You can imagine something that's going to happen in the future. Subconscious mind only lives in the present moment, because whatever program it is, there's no date on it. When did you learn how to walk? If you ask subconscious mind, go, today? I go, no, you see, it's timeless. It's just whatever it is. So basically, the conscious mind can think, and the subconscious mind just plays programs.
Mm-hmm.
And then when scientists have now revealed, excuse me, that we only spend 5% of the day with the conscious mind's creative thinking, which is wishes and desires and what you want. I go, yeah, 5% of the day your mind operates on that, and 95% of the day the picture that is generating, you know, that causes the brain to make the chemistry, the picture that the brain is using then, 95% of the day is the subconscious picture. And I go, the difference is this. Subconscious programs we mainly got from other people when we, between last trimester of pregnancy and first 7 years, our brain downloaded other people's behavior, and that became
subconscious. So if somebody had like a violent, you know, experience when they were in utero, then what would that create? I mean, then that baby could possibly have that embedded in their subconscious mind.
Not possibly, definitely. And now we've even found out, I mean, it's not even new, for God's sake. I use it in my lecture, I show a slide, it's like from 1999, and it says that the conditions in the womb are actually forming a destination of how your health is going to be affected as an adult. So things like cancer and cardiovascular disease and stuff like that. Fundamental programming happened in the womb and then manifests itself in our life.
Wow. You know, I don't know if you know this, but Colette Baron-Reed's parents are Holocaust survivors.
Yes.
And so she talks a lot about that experience and, you know, how it has affected her life, even though she wasn't, you know, specifically a Holocaust survivor, but her parents had that energetic component.
And she downloaded that, because that's how we translate. If you understand how to live in the environment in the most beautiful way ever possible, and then you have a child, your child will download that automatically, so that you don't have to teach the child. It's like the first 7 years is a hypnosis. The child will learn that. If we have defaults in our system, well, a child records that same way. And the issue is, how, you know, we have defaults, and I don't know how much time, or try to get very quickly this story, because it's so profound, and that is this.
So, and I just want to interrupt you just so quickly. We've got about 5 minutes left, Dr. Bruce. So what I'd love to do is, so you're telling us that all of this lays in the subconscious. Can you give our listeners some tips how do we work with the subconscious? How do we begin to give the subconscious programming, you know, more joyful, more healthier messages?
Yeah, well, okay. The first thing is this. The two minds, conscious and subconscious, learn in different ways. The conscious mind, being creative, can just learn from reading a book, going to a lecture, watching a video, even going, aha, I can say, oh, the conscious mind has learned something. The subconscious mind is a habit mind. And the significance about that, how do you put a habit in, is not the same as having a thought, a creative thought. So conscious mind can create all these wonderful visions of health and happiness and all that. And the subconscious mind is just making a recording of what's going on at that particular moment. And so basically the reason for that is, in order to be conscious, you have to have information. How do you fit into a family? How do you fit into a community and a culture? You know how many rules, if I wrote it in a book, how many things you would have to learn, every nuance, like how you talk to a child is different than the way you talk to an adult, different than the way you talk to a friend, different than the way you talk to the policeman. It's like, how do you explain all that? And the answer is, you don't have to. The brain of the infant through age 7 just records it like a video camera, records it, and that's the program. So you want to put in the information and change it? And I say, well, how'd you get it? I say, first part was hypnosis. So using what used to be called subliminal tapes, you can go to bed at night with earphones on and have a program play in there that you would like to have in your subconscious. And the reason is every night as you're going from consciousness into sleep, which is consciousness is alpha EEG, sleep is delta, and right in the middle is something called theta. So just as you're going out of consciousness, you're in theta. Theta is hypnosis. So every night, just as you're going to bed and your mind drifts off, you could play a tape and the program downloads into the subconscious. Okay?
Wow.
That's one way. Another way is, how do you learn something after you're age 7 when that hypnosis phase is over? And I say, oh, repetition. That's why it's called the habit mind. It was repetition. You have to do something like a habit. It's not a sticky note on the refrigerator. That's like a wish. A habit is you actually have to do something and repeat it, and it creates a habit. And now I say, okay, that's another way of doing that. And we learn so many things by how'd you learn how to drive a car. You had to repeat it, practice it, and that's it. A bicycle, you learn how to do it, repeat it, practice it. So habit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now the third way is one you can't even control. So briefly, it's just that a shock to the system can cause a virtual rewrite of a subconscious program, such as like a diagnosis of a terminal illness can cause a person to go, boom, rewrite.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not controllable, so it's not worth a lot of time on it right now. And the most interesting way is that there are new ways of rewriting programs that collectively are referred to in different modalities as energy psychology. And energy psychology induces, and they're very different modalities, but there are different ways to get into it, but it induces like a state of super learning for the subconscious. That the most exciting thing about these modalities is that they're capable of changing a program that is messed with your life, your whole life. You can change it in 5 to 10 minutes. So this is exciting. This is the new kind of biology. It's belief change biology, energy psychology biology, and they have very effective ways to take back control. And why it's so wonderful is because this newly evolved understanding is based on the way I see it as necessity is the mother of invention. And the fact is, we are going through a time in our world where it is a necessity to reconfigure our programming from the ones that we got that were passed through our families and put in programs that support us. And you say, well, how do I know what the programs were? Because that was 0.
It doesn't
1,
matter,
2.
Though, does it?
But,
you don't
okay,
need to know what the programs are.
What's that?
You don't even need to know what the programs are.
The idea is, as biology said, if you're playing the programs 95% of the day, your life is a printout of the program. It basically says those things that come into your life easily come in because you have programs that encourage them being there. In contrast, anything you work hard at, sweat over, put in effort over, and it's like, I'm working hard. I said, why are you working so hard? The answer inevitably is that the programming you got does not support that conclusion. So you're playing against a program that is operating 95% of the day that is sabotaging you, and you're trying to play against it. It's like, no, it's a program, man.
Got it. Oh, my gosh. Dr. Bruce, I just adore your work. I adore you. I'm so excited. You're going to be teaching all of this and more at Celebrate Your Life, especially during that pre-conference workshop. Everyone, run to our website. Make sure you sign up for Dr. Bruce's full-day workshop and the rest of the conference at www.celebrateyourlife.org. Remember that, .org. This has been so enormously fascinating. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Liz, I love working with you so much, and I want to thank you for what you help us all with by gathering all the information, and thank you so much, and thank you to the audience, because if you can start to understand this, we can start taking back control, and that means over your genetics, your health, your life, and the behaviors and everything. It's a program where we can make a better program.
I am so ready. I'm going to be at your workshop. So once again, you've been listening to Liz Dawn on the Celebrate Your Life radio show on vividlife.me. We've been talking with Dr. Bruce Lipton, and thank you again, and we'll see you next week.
Celebrate!
Thanks for listening to Celebrate Your Life with Liz Dawn on vividlife.me. Be sure to tune in each week for soul-nourishing, life-enriching conversations that will bring you love, healing, transformation, and honor your spirit.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Von Zandt, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, Neil Donald Walsh, Michael Beckwith, and over 25 life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life conference in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Visit celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.